Welcome to the Help Me Rhonda Show podcast. Help me Rhonda, help me Rhonda.
Welcome to the Help Me Rhonda Show, where we interview sexy brands and help them turn their business into a profit-making machine using PR and media. All right, everyone, let's get started. Welcome back to the Help Me Rhonda Show. This week is rather special. In fact, right now the world is changing. So much is happening, and the amount of traumas that people are dealing with, like, think about it. We're dealing with a pandemic right now, and if you don't have the right tools or the right path to deal with the amount of pressures and the stresses in your life, what are the steps that you're taking? Well, today you're gonna absolutely love my guest, because she not only helps healers find their way into growth, into helping more people to help heal this planet on a completely different level, but more importantly, she helps healers also turn that into a business. So today we're gonna talk to Lilith Moon, who is the creator of shamanic yoga, but she's also one of the most embodied women, empowering other women to use that power that we're given and that gift that we're given inside to help heal the world. So let's go do it. Lilith, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Honored to be here.
Such a blessing to have you here. Truly is. And it's fun when I get to introduce my guests. I get this, like, I got these goosebumps, because it resonates so much, the work that you're doing and the power and how much we need that right now. And I think that so many people forget about the innate powers that we're given, right? And that healing energy that we're given from the creator, and how to really help others do that. So would you mind sharing, how did you get started to become a shaman? Like, it's pretty beautiful and amazing to think, look at this gorgeous divine woman who's a shaman helping others.
Yeah, so I mean, I totally agree. It's an amazing time that we live in. So many more are awakening, you know, to their soul's purpose at the moment. And it's just so beautiful, because the earth's frequency is just rising more and more. And so we're also called to step into that higher frequency. And I see women all around just awakening to their calling as healers, because I really feel that in this era that we're living in, there's just so much healing that needs to be done, right? And I think it's so beautiful, because shamanism really allows us to come back to the soul level, where all of our problems originate, right? And that's what I love so much about this work. And how I got into it is also very interesting. I mean, I didn't plan on becoming a healer. It's nothing that I ever dreamed about doing, you know? My mother died when I was young, but she was very witchy. So mm-hmm. I guess I've had that from the start, but she died when I wasn't even 9 yet. So I didn't have her influence around for a long time. And that influence, I just didn't have that from anywhere else. So I didn't at all grow up in a spiritual family. My dad was an atheist. And so I didn't have that connection anymore then. So I wasn't like this girl who dreamed about becoming a healer, right? But I actually really wanted to help others from, you know, ever since, like, when I was a child, I would always rescue some animals, so snakes, and I thought I need to tend to them. I probably hurt them more than I helped them, but I just had this big heart, and I just wanted to help, you know, everyone and everything. But actually, I wanted to become a writer. Like, since I was 12, I started writing poems and short stories, and then I went on to study comparative literature and creative writing, and I just wanted to be a writer. I just love writing. I still do to this day. And then I was set to becoming a writer. I wanted to write books, personal books, but, like, you know, I didn't think in the healing sense, you know, I didn't at all think in that direction. Mm-hmm. And then I was on a train ride, and that's where everything kind of changed. So at that time, I already had a really deep yoga practice. So I started doing yoga when I was 19. And I really went deep. So I didn't just do the body postures, right, the asana. I went really deep. My favorite part was pranayama, the breathing practices, and I had a great meditation practice. But I was sort of a little bit frustrated, because there was always a limit to where I could go. So I felt like my yoga, like my spiritual practice, was very different from my everyday life. I just felt like, yeah, you know, they were like separate, right? I was still living in this really fast-paced world. I was a student. I had like 3 different jobs to support myself. And you know, it was very separate, and I couldn't really integrate my spirituality into my everyday life. And that just, you know, I was like, okay, there must be more. Like, I'm exploring yoga every angle I can find. And I went to India and I went to the gurus, and I was like, still I have this limit. And so I was definitely asking the universe somehow this question of, there is more, you know, what is it? What is the missing piece? And then I was on this train ride. I was going to a Red Cross camp where I was.
Because you're from Austria, right?
I'm from Austria.
Okay,
yes.
So you're from Austria, and you were, and this was at 19, so you grew up there.
Yes. Right. At 19, I started my, yep. my yoga practice, okay. yes. And then later, when I was, I think it was 23 then, I went to, or 24 already. No, 23 I was. I worked for the Red Cross at that time while studying, and I went into the countryside in Austria on this really long train ride, because Austria is a small country, but it's a very long country. So if you want to go from one end, where I lived in Vienna, to the other, it takes quite a long time.
I have to tell you this. The very first thing that I have envisioned, when you said Austria, long train ride,
and oh, really?
At you, and you made me think of The Sound of Music.
Ah, that's so
right,
funny.
Because like I've never been to Austria, but I heard it's absolutely divine. So
everyone,
I can imagine this
movie.
Train ride, how divine it would be. And I'm like, oh, The Sound of Music.
But you had the right intuition there about that train ride. It literally changed everything for me.
Yeah,
I was there, and I had just gone through a lot of fasting. So I was, I guess, I was very clear in my mind, and I was there, and I was about to embark on this really hard job. Like working for the Red Cross was not very much fun, mm-hmm. for a good cause, but it was very exhausting. And I had my boyfriend of the time with me, and he just had this awful cough, like really bad chest cold, and we were both going to be team leaders, so we had to be really, you know, in top shape.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? It sounds like it's going to get worse and worse. And so I just put my hand on his chest, and I just focused on taking his pain away. And at that time, I hadn't done that in a long time. And only then I remembered that I used to do this as a child already, because my brothers were much smaller than me, and I took a lot of responsibility for them. They were 4 and 1 years old when my mom died. And so I sort of took care of them in that way. Like whenever they were hurting, I put my hand on them and I took the pain away. But I took it inside of myself, which obviously isn't how healing should work. Mm. But that's all I knew how to do. And on that train ride, I kind of did the same thing. And all of a sudden, I was starting to cough. I had that cough. He didn't have it anymore. And I was just crazy. I was really crazy. And then this voice started to talk to me in my head. And I literally thought, I'm going insane. Mm-hmm. Like I thought, okay, this is it. And I got so panicked. I was really freaking out. So I went somewhere else where there was no one. And I just sat there, you know, like with my head in my hands. And I was just like, okay, breathe, breathe. What is going on? And this voice kept talking to me and tried to calm me down. It was like, everything's okay. Everything's okay. This is just a message. You are not supposed to be a writer, you are a healer. And you will
Ooh,
soon...
You just gave me goosebumps.
Same for me. It was just so profound, that moment. Mm. And you will soon meet your first teacher. That's all I got there, that message. And now I know it was my higher self talking to me, but at the time I had no idea. Even with all those years of yoga, I was missing that instant spiritual connection. That's yeah. what yoga had never really given me. It gave me peace, you know, peace of mind. And I was able to deal with my emotions through yoga, and I was able to take care of my body. But, you know, this really deep spiritual connection, I was missing that from yoga. I just couldn't get there. And then what happened is really exactly that. I had this crazy spiritual initiation. And then afterwards, I really did meet my first teacher, who was also a shamanic healer, actually at my yoga teacher training. I went to India after that happened. I did my yoga teacher training because I had already trained before, but I didn't get the certification because I never thought I wanted to work as a yoga teacher. Mm. And then I went back, I did that certification. And right there, one of the other students was a trained shaman. So, and she had also been given the message by spirit that she was supposed to train me. And so during the yoga teacher training, which is like super intense, she started to every night to teach me shamanism. That's how it all started. And very soon after that, I got pregnant, and India was awful to me after that, like the smells and everything. I couldn't take it. And things were really not good with my son's father, who I had been with him for 3 years then, but he just wasn't ready to become a father. So I just needed to get away from him and from everything. Went back to Austria, and was hiding out at a friend's place because I didn't have a home in Austria anymore. I had given it all up, you know, to go to India and like be a writer, do some yoga kind of. But then everything changed, and then I was, I knew that, you know, I'm in Austria for a reason. And the healer who started to train me, she had actually trained with an Austrian shaman. So I went right to the source and I started to train with her. It was a year-long training, and I continued to train with her after that as well for more education. And she's this amazing old shaman. I think she's 80 now, and she was just incredible. She's lived with Siberian, Mongolian shamans and everything. And what she teaches is what all the different shamanic cultures have in common, which Michael Harner, for example, who's one of the experts on shamanism, he calls this core shamanism. I always call it holistic shamanism. And that's basically how we can help others to heal with shamanic journeying. That's what it's called when we connect to spirit, when we can really travel the energetic reality of all that is, and help restore that soul balance. Mm-hmm. So that means we take away what was never, you know, we attract so many things that weren't ours to begin with, right? So for example, soul pieces from other people in this lifetime, in other lifetimes, and then we need to take them away. That's called an extraction. And we bring back what they've lost, So their own soul pieces.
Well, it's interesting that you say this because I've just recently, in this last year, have also gone really on a deep journey working with a shaman and working with, you know, soul retrieval and, you know, cleaning up my ancestral lineage, because my whole focus was that I didn't want my daughter to take on this trauma. And it was interesting because as I started to talk about this with others, they're like, that even happens? So I want to ask you that. How would you say, do most people, like, do they always have it in them and they're just not quite sure? And is it time for us to, like, are we creating a grander awareness scale for people to go, I can heal myself? Mm. Like, how do you think that's happening right now in the world? Like, are people becoming more awake? Do we have it in there? And anyone can be a shaman? Or do you think that you really were selected?
That's a really interesting question. So I definitely think not everyone is called to be a shamanic healer, mm-hmm. definitely. But I absolutely think that shamanic journeying is something that everyone should learn. Mm-hmm. And here's the reason why. It is an innate capacity of our brains. So shamanic journeying, it developed at 40,000 to 100,000 years ago. Anthropologists aren't quite sure, but like incredibly long time ago. And it seems to be that it's just our brains that developed, and as they develop, we develop this capacity mm-hmm. to access higher consciousness. And that's what shamanic journeying really is all about. We connect to higher consciousness and we connect to spirit in that way. And I think this is really key for all of us, because everyone has a purpose, right, that they need to connect to really live a fulfilled life. And everyone has problems that they need more insight into, because if we always try to deal with all of our problems in the 3D, that's really difficult, because in the 3D, our problems have already manifested. So we can't properly deal with them from that same level, right? Mm-hmm. But if we go a level up, if we connect to higher consciousness, then all of a sudden we understand the energetic reality of the problem. And then we can work with it on the energetic reality. And then, of course, the manifestation of it will change. And that's really how we can solve all of our problems. That's how we can create all of our dreams, right? And I ultimately think that the most important thing is that we connect to our soul's purpose, because we all incarnated for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if we are unaware of that, if we are not following that, then we're living a half life, right? It's just not all that we're meant to be and meant to experience.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I mean, it's, you know, if for my family's American Indian, right? So I have a history. My great grandmother was a medicine woman, right? So she was very, you know, powerful in the healing and manifestation. And I, as a young person, it was kind of, what is this, right? So what happened, and I think that this could be happening for many, and that's why I want to bring this up, is that I was exposed to it so much, and I just know it's in me. And I know that I'm psychic. My intuition is on point, right? And I, same like you, I've always had this just message all the time, and I just moved with it without recognizing, right, what it really was. Until recently, more going, wow, what I had growing up was always there. However, because I grew up and wanted to be different, in the world that I was growing up in. I didn't want to be like my mother. I didn't want to be like my grandmother. I wanted to be like this corporate woman, you know, having this career and doing all this. So I went this direction. And although it was still in me, I blocked it, right? Until we like opened that portal of awareness, and all of a sudden it started to transmute. And it's beautiful because really think about it. We are energy. We're all one. We should be connected, you know, to source. And I used to say this when we watched the movie The Avatar, right? Loved The Avatar. And then it dawned on me that that's not just something really beautiful that another planet has. It's really what we should be, just completely connected, right, to our source energy. And so why do you think that happens? Like, do you meet clients that, you know, all of a sudden find that they're healers, but they took this drastic direction and then they find themselves finding their pathway? Or do the most people that come to you already like, I feel it, I just don't know how to use it?
Yeah, so I used to really work with aspiring healers a lot who are just like feeling that calling for the first time. And nowadays I work more with new or already seasoned healers, but everyone's welcome to learn from me. And I feel that all of them, they have already for a long time felt that there is this calling, right? But they've been scared. That's yeah, the big
right,
thing.
What to do yeah. with it or what it is.
Exactly.
Because you were afraid of that voice.
I was.
Right?
Yeah, I was scared. Like,
yeah. You it can was. Say shitless.
Oh my goodness.
You it can was. Swear in his show.
It was really, really, really scary.
I can yeah. imagine, right? And all of a sudden, here you are in another country and these things, you're being chosen at that moment to really receive this message.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it developed into something really beautiful. It was just that first instance that was very scary for me. Ever since then, actually, I've never been scared again. Like, lots of crazy stuff has happened to me. I've had 4 near-death experiences, and they were actually all very beautiful. Like, I just became aware of how we all choose the moment we die, and how death is just a natural part of the cycle of life, death, and rebirth. And you know, that's actually one of the most beautiful things I think about shamanic journeying, is that we lose all fear because we come home to our soul selves. We come home to this eternal part of who we are. And then what can we possibly be scared of? Knowing that we are eternal, knowing that we are part of everything that is, you know. One of my favorite mantras is Om So Hum. It just means I'm the universe. And that's it, right? All is one. We are everything. And we connect to everyone and everything. And I just think that we are... In everyday life, in our societies, we aren't aware of that so much. We are not connecting so much.
Yeah. Well, we're so busy. And now,
exactly.
Especially now more than ever. And this is why I love this conversation, because even though people are, now they're, most of them are in their homes and they're not seeing their families, but they should be even more connected because they're not going and being bustly and busy, is they're still shutting it off. And it's because of this society and all this pressure, because I'll be the first to say it, I'm a true believer that the other higher powers, if you will, of our government are trying to stop us from keeping our connection to source, because they know how powerful we are.
Yeah.
Right? So what better way than to scare the people and to keep them from actually connecting with each other, right? And this is why I wanted to talk about this, because I think this is such a big conversation. Like, find it inside yourself. So if you could share, because you work with healers, they come to you, you help them go into their shamanic journey into becoming a shaman so they can really do that true work. And I think people today are calling this in, right? I believe right now, especially people on this show are calling that in, going, how do I get to know her? Like, how do I learn more? What should be some of the steps that people could take right now to either tap in or to continue to take that step forward? Because this is the time. Because people have time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that part of, you know, there's always a bigger reason for why things happen. And part of why we are in the middle of this pandemic is because everyone has been so crazy with more, 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 up, up, up. And, you know, this kind of, you know, capitalist societies that we live in, I think that's the big problem. And then, you know, at some point there had to be a stop to that. And this is it, the full stop, right? And the beautiful thing about it, you can see Mother Nature is breathing right now, right? And so I think it's all, although I don't want to you know, say that the suffering that many people have right now isn't real. It is, of course. It's not all beautiful what's happening right now, but I do believe that this shift is happening for a reason. And I think we should all make use of it to really learn how to go within and really find our soul purpose and express ourselves. Because honestly, I mean, that's what life is all about. I think we incarnate for a reason. We are all a unique piece of the puzzle. And if we don't step into that place that's meant for us, no one else can. And then there's always something missing. And I think all of our problems in the world are because people are lost. They don't know who they are and why they're here. And that is so sad because everyone has that capacity of finding out.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's, I think, where there becomes confusion, right? Where like they're just been taking daily steps, right? Just let me just do the day to day to day to day, but they're not realizing that their day to day is their universe, is everything that they're doing, and how to integrate that in and bring that spirituality into, let's say, you know, building a more impactful, you know, and a socially responsible business and something that can really truly make a difference. And we've been smashed against that. It's all been split. So now the women that you work with, because mainly work with women, I think you also work
only
with
women. Men.
Only women, okay, great. Yeah. And so these women come to you because they felt that connection. And now you do something different though, because I think sometimes there's taboo with spiritualism and spirituality and then turning that into business and currency. How do you help bridge that gap? Because I think this is where so many that are called to be healers, they fall off from that, the business track, right? So then they're just giving and then they're always needing more and then the financial side doesn't support their work. And then they're not doing the work that they could do because then they're almost in lack, if you will. But that's not what a healer should be in, right?
Yeah.
So how do you help bridge that gap?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that gap is that's made by society. It's not a natural gap.
Yeah.
I think that it's actually very, very natural for us to express ourselves, give of ourselves, expressing ourselves through serving others, right? And in doing that, it's just natural for money to flow our way. It's a natural consequence, and you know what? Because it's an energy exchange. So if someone wants to fully receive from us, they have to give back. That's how all of life works. There is always this balance. It's very natural. And that there is this theme around that healers shouldn't earn money for what they do. I know where it comes from. It comes from the fact that in indigenous cultures, there was always a shaman in every village, right? A medicine man or woman. And they didn't need to be given money because everyone brought to them everything that they needed, right? That doesn't mean that they didn't receive back.
That's right.
They just didn't receive money, but they received the food, they received animals, someone
support,
repaired their houses, whatever they needed, right? And in today's world, it's just different. So of course it has to happen through money, because if we always do everything on an exchange basis, well, it limits our possibilities as to how many people we can help, especially also because we couldn't help them online, right? That's a shame. And that's why I developed shamanic yoga in the first place, because and through that combination with yoga and shamanism, I can teach step by step safely online, which just, I don't know if anyone else is doing that, but I just think it's absolutely beautiful and needed, and that's why I love doing that. And the financial side, I mean, what I really help women healers do is tap into the next level of purpose and power and prosperity. And this is a natural flow from purpose to power to prosperity.
Absolutely.
So what they first do with me is they really clarify their unique healing mission, because what I see so often is that healers want to help everyone with everything. And then all that happens is they feel incompetent because they can't possibly be an expert in everything, right? And also they feel burnt out, right? That was totally me a few years back, right? So I really know what that feels like when you just have this big heart and you want to help. But actually, that's not the best use of our power either, right? Because when we are at our most powerful as healers, we specialize in a specific group of people with a specific problem. And mostly, those people are just a former version of ourselves. So we have gone through the same thing. We have done it the hard way. Now we can help other people do it the easy way. And that's what's so beautiful about really getting clear on that unique healing mission. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's all about how to manifest that mission as a soulful, successful business. Because I absolutely believe that the time has come for purposeful prosperity. I mean, like, I do so many things that I offer to my communities for free, like a huge challenge that I do every few months. That costs a huge amount of money. If I didn't properly charge for my services, how would I be able to offer that to so many who I know many of them are never going to become my clients? They are they're really in a disadvantaged position. I still want to help them. But if I didn't charge my clients what my work is actually worth, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
And also, of course, they wouldn't be able to receive from me fully. Like when I first started, I did lots of work on a donation basis. And I really realized that the clients who I had on donation basis, they had less powerful results. And definitely wasn't me who was putting in less energy and love, right? So I knew that they didn't allow themselves to fully receive from me because they didn't really give back. And it makes sense, right? It's an energy exchange.
Well,
so
that's it, and that's why I always say that there's a reason why they call money currency.
Yeah.
Because it's energy. It's just
energy.
Currency.
It's just energy. Yeah.
You know, it's how you're trading. And that's why it's something that I, you know, I know that for me, having money come my way is so easy because I know what I give. And it's never blocked, right? And you find somebody that keep getting blocked, like, why can't I? It's like, let's have a conversation about your relationship with money. Like, what do you feel about it? And so many get blocked that way. And I think that in the healer space, I love what you're doing because they deserve to, and creator, universe, Pachamama, whatever you want to say, right? They want us to vibrate more higher levels of frequency. And when we do that, and we are giving from what we are, it just helps radiate more of what we have because then we can give more. And we are in a world of currency. We are, right? We're not living in the villages as much anymore, right? Some are here in Bali. However, most of us are living in this world, and in order to help more lift up, we've got to be able to receive. And I think it's a beautiful statement because I think now more than ever, we all need to find our space, tap into who we are and where we've come from, and then just find that line where we can continue to walk and to give more for others. And that just creates a more of an economy, right? And we create our own economy. And so I love about, you know, women that are so in trust of who they are, and they're empowered to know that they're so powerful that we're creating our own economies. And it's beautiful. I love this conversation because you're also writing a book. We're co-authoring a book together. So I'm so excited to hear more of this journey in the book chapter, which is called Women Gone Wild, which is even more, has so much metaphorical meaning to what's happening in the world. But more importantly, can you please share where people can find you? Like you are doing your, you said you do your free workshop that you do this challenge, but how can they find you? Because I know my audience is going to listen to this and go, oh, I want to work with her and it can be done online. How do I take my path to become a shaman?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best place to find me is probably my Facebook group. It's my women's circle. It's an amazing space. It's called Shamanic Yoga Sisters. Mm-hmm. And I have like three different websites, but the newest one, it's still under construction, but it's already accessible. It's lilithmoon.net/homepage. This is where they have every link. They can sign up to all my communities. I have a private community as well off of Facebook. It's much calmer for healers. And this is where they can sign up for the initiation as well. The Shamanic Yoga Initiation is my challenge that I run every few months, which is really where people can find out much more about what they do. And I really give them a lot of hands-on help, spiritual mentorship, as well as holistic business coaching right there.
Amazing. What's next for you then, other than the book? Like what's coming more? Like where are you aspiring to do next?
To be honest, like I asked myself the same question at the end of last year. And actually all I want to do is more of the same. I want to help more women. So that's really what I want for this year is last year, you know, I had this and that many women. And this year I just want to double that. I just want to serve more women with what I do. Because honestly, like every day when I talk to my apprentices, it just fills my heart. Like their whole lives are shifting. Some of them are in their 50s, some even 60s, and they're like, wow, one of the women told me the other day I was about to end my life because I've never found that path. I tried meditation, I tried tapping, I tried everything. But now with you, with Shamanic Journeying, like my whole life has changed. Like I finally know what my purpose is, and it feels so amazing, and I can't even compare my life to what it was like before. And that's just what I live for. I just want to help, and that's really my mission. Make it bigger and bigger so that more women can get the help that they need to step into their authentic power as healers.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you for the work that you're doing, for helping this human population realize that they are spiritual beings and that can both come together because that's really what we all deserve to know. Just breathe it in and just really allow more to happen. I think that the world is ready to shift. You know, like the light workers and those that are already becoming more awoke are starting to see the shift, and we're in a massive shakedown, right? We're sorting through, and those that are really heavy that are either going to need to wake up or they're going to be controlled. And that's not what we're here for, right?
No.
Just like animals came to this planet when it started and they were free. That's what we all deserve to be.
Exactly.
And the more we get that, the more we stay in tune, the better it's going to be. Thank you so much for your work and
for
what
for
you do.
Thank you for having me, Rhonda.
Namaste.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah, my
namaste,
pleasure.
Sister.
Well, take a look at that, right? Think about it. Have you ever sat with yourself and just connected to the truest source inside of you, your spiritual self, and listened to the message that was coming through? Maybe you've been blocking that. Take some time today to really settle in and to connect to why you're here. Get yourself deep into the earth. Allow Mother Earth to just move through you and allow that energy to come through, because you have been brought onto this planet to heal, to be a healer, to heal others, and allow this world to change. My guest today inspired me so much to go back through and to remind myself why I'm here. To not let that busyness every day that we get stuck in and we think that the house is burning down and everything's an emergency. Get quiet. Take a moment. Settle into yourself. Listen to the messages that are already been there so that you can start finding your truest passion and your truest path to the gifts that you can bring to the world. And don't forget, if you are PR worthy, you can go to uba-links.com right now and fill out an application to see if we can get you featured in top tier publications. I'm going to leave you with this one last thing. If you're going to create a brand, create a sexy brand. And if you're going to be anything, be unstoppable. See you next week.